Continuing in our series, today it is Colossians chapter 3. Part of it is a repetition, and repetition is always welcome because we tend to forget so easily. And the truth repeated is the truth remembered. Colossians chapter 3. Colossians 3:1, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Pause and think. This is a wonderful, immense verse 4. Christ shall appear. Then you and I, who are truly believers, shall appear with him in glory. Continue to read, please. Verse 5, mortify, put to death your members which are upon the earth. Fornication, too common a sin, uncleanness, inordinate in affection, evil concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of God comes upon the children of disobedience. Let that not be you, in the which ye also walked some time ago, when you lived in them before you were converted. But now you also put off all these from your lifestyle: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Amen. What a wonderful reading. This morning, as our usual custom is, to read at breakfast time from the Daily Remembrancer. By the way, I think there is a sale going on, and you will save $7 if you buy soon. And I read from today's reading, and I said to my wife, that is exactly the passage we are going to read this morning, and how timely it is. So good that I feel I should share it with you. I wonder how many of you did read the same portion this morning. April 15 morning, that's this morning. Colossians 3:2. These are the words of Pastor James Smith of 1840. Yes, very soon it will be 200 years old. But old is good. You will agree with me. I'll read to you. Set your affection on things above, for friendship of the world is enmity with God. How do you interpret that? Friendship with the world. Meaning to say, your first priority is the world. Your affection, your interest, your first thing every day you think of the world and the attractions and the things that can get out of the world, that becomes your focus. The Word of God says, don't. Set your affection above, because this earth is going to go away soon. If you invest, lay your treasures here on earth, one day it will be burnt up. Sadly, Christians are too often captivated by the things around them, especially today, lately. Amazing, the whole marketplace has gone on fire. Everything is going up. People who live in a small house now find it is worth millions of dollars. Amazing things are happening. So people say, we mustn't miss the boat. Let's invest more. Christians do not be captivated by these things. We're apt to be much affected by earthly things, yes? Unless you have your sights set on heaven and you have a true conviction that our home is not on earth, you will be moved. You will be shaken. You run quickly, consult with financial experts, people who can tell you what to do, how to increase your wealth. We are apt to be like that, much affected by earthly things, but wake up, Christians. Your affection must be fixed on things above. Do you? Search yourselves. Examine yourselves. What are the things that fill your heart and minds? I challenge you today, take a piece of paper, blank paper, and write down your priorities. I've done this 60, 70 years. Write down my priorities, my agenda for today, my timetable for the things I'm going to do for the next 12 hours. Write them down. Not for one day, but write for 1 week. Then you know where your agenda is, where your priorities are, what you're really striving for. Write them down. Let us lift up our eyes and hearts to heaven this morning, says the Pastor James Smith of London. I really thank God that we have this wonderful reading. Every day it speaks to me. Lift up your eyes and hearts to heaven this morning, dear friends. How do you do it? By reading the Word of God, not by reading Straits Times or some other magazine or something, or listening to the television. You will not find it there. There are the proper objects of your love, your desire, your esteem. Do you read the Word of God? That's the point. I dare you, I challenge you. Again, just take a piece of paper, worthless paper, but write the things that are of greatest priority to you. Write them down. Today I'm going to do, and write for 7 days. It will show you clearly whether you have set your affection down below or up above. It's very important. Why do we set our hearts and affection on things above? Why? There, firstly, is our Heavenly Father. Wonderful. He who chose you to salvation before the world began. Where is he? Up there. Dwelling in unapproachable light because he is God and he loves you. Think of him. Number two, who else do we have there? Jesus. Oh, dear friends, did you ever feel he is the one who, like the Good Samaritan, stopped by when I was half dead, cleaned my wounds, took me to the hotel, put me there, paid for all that I would spend, and told the man, more deposit. And if I still owe you, I will come back and pay for this fellow. And our Lord, the Good Samaritan, have you ever seen him? Have you ever thanked him? He's up there. Is there a desire that, Lord, one day I want to come there and say personally how I thank you? Set your affection on things above, where Jesus Christ, our dear Savior, exalted, dignified, glorified at the right hand of God, sits there interceding for you. Remind yourselves, why is it we get blessed? Why is it we don't do some of the evil things that we could have done? Why is it we are protected, provided? Answer, there is one up there interested in you and your future. Your concerns are his concerns. He prays for you. Do you think of him? That is there a longing that I want to see Jesus, my Savior, one day? But before then, set your affection up there, up there. Then there is thirdly the Holy Spirit. That includes the Holy Trinity, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, all up there. And they are all on your side, thinking of you, planning for you, praying for you, providing for you every day. Think, that is where our hopes, our desires, our ambitions, all should be focused every day. Set your affection on things above. Now, what else? There, up there, is the love, the favor, the presence of God, fully prepared for you, waiting for you, waiting for me. Do you have that feeling every day, dear friends? While we live on earth, do not be captivated and pulled into the earth to become part of the world. That will be disaster. Up there, listen, there's peace. That's what we all need, you know, peace. Peace means no worries of any kind. Today, what is your business? Is your business at peace altogether? I said, not easy. Not many have an occupation or profession where it is peaceful all the time. Up there, whatever it is, when you arrive there, you will know. You will know. Number one is peace. In life, what do you look for? In life, health. Number two, peace. Yeah. In life, health. Number two is peace. Peace is what we all want. And up there is peace. And rest. Rest meaning you're not harassed and stressed all the time. You can't have enough time to do the things you want to do, you need to do, and you can never finish. There is no rest at all on earth. Never rest. People ask me, are you busy today? I say, I'm normal, every day busy. Yeah, every day busy. Can never finish. The pile of unfinished work is always very high. It can go down a bit, but it grows up again. I'm longing for the rest. Are you longing for the rest? Not to be lazy, you know. Not to be lazy. Don't long to be lazy. But rest means I have done all the Lord wants me to do to the best of my ability. And now I have won my reward up there. Rest. No more watching my watch. Wow. No more catching the MRT. No more running around in circles. Never finishing the work you have. No more. Where is it? Not on earth. Up there. Set your affection on things above. Happiness. Do you exercise happiness? Exercise happiness in the Lord every day. For every day of peace, verbally, vocally, thank God, please. It's not mechanical, but from your heart. So every day, I speak to my wife. I say, you know, I'm so happy. She said, why? I say, another day we can see each other. Another day of peace and health that you are not paralyzed on one side and I'm not having attack of the heart or something like that, which is here, from near and far. Members of the church, friends, our circle of acquaintances, one by one going down. So thank God. Do you appreciate every blessing? There, up there. Peace, rest, happiness, perfect health, eternally perfected. Never to change. Never did you fear that, wow, I'm hit all right this year. Maybe next year I don't be all right. Down here, up there, there is eternal peace, eternal rest, eternal happiness, perfect up there. Set your affection on things above. There is a crown of righteousness. Not that we are longing for the crown, but it is an acknowledgement that you have followed the Lord Jesus faithfully. Jesus says, I will give you the crown. You follow now on earth and set your sights above and run the heavenly race until you are there. You will get the crown. Then the blessing of the throne of glory and rivers of pleasure. I can't imagine how wonderful that river of pleasure is, but this is promise, and I think we all will enjoy. You know, now more and more of Singapore life is going around the Singapore River. Where there is river, there is beauty, there is excitement, there is something very thrilling, wonderful. You get the perfect river up there. This is promised by God. And all these are set before you. There are also our brethren, our loved ones who have gone home. How many of you missed a loved one? Then what do you do? Go to Choa Chu Kang. Often, did you find the grave? Yeah, that is something we do. But better still, think of them. The day is coming when you will meet them. Know them. Rejoice together. Where? Not on earth. On earth, only tears. A veil of tears and sadness. Up there forever, forgotten those tears of sadness and sorrow. There your affections should be. Nowhere else. Not in America or Canada. Yes, when we were in Canada doing God's work, we love Vancouver. 6 times most livable city. So we wanted to live there. But the Lord sent us back. So, where is your affection? It must be up there. What is earth? Ah, dear friends, earth is nothing. This earth is perishing. We shall soon be done with it. Let us therefore set our affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Now that is all out of James Smith. Now let's go back to Colossians chapter 3. Verse 1 again, if you be risen with Christ, everyone who is truly born again and baptized into Jesus Christ, publicly confessing him as your Savior, you have been buried together with him and risen together with him. So he can say with the Apostle Paul, that wonderful verse, I am crucified with Christ because I'm united with him. Nevertheless, I live. Yet the life that I live in the flesh is not my own. He lives in me. He directs me every day. He shows me the way. I follow him. That should be our testimony, every one of us here. If you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Verse 2. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, for you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Verse 4, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall he also appear with him in glory. Is this your daily hope? I say, dear friends, not daily, no. Twice a day, many times a day. Remind yourself all the time, throughout the day, whatever you do, say, Lord, let me do it as though you are coming this very moment. When you have that conviction, that kind of hope, your whole lifestyle will change. The way you live, the way you talk, the way you invest, the way you put your ambition, all will change because I know my Lord is about to come and I must be ready. So I tell you the same testimony. They say, wow, so good, I live in 18 Anderson. Everyone is going to get unblocked. $6.5 million, you know. I say, I know, but I'm only a tenant. I've lost at least $2.5 to $3 million by not buying. How sad! I say, yes, how sad. But when you know you have something better, and that even if you do have the $3 or $2.5 million, all those things will be meaningless to you very soon. When the Lord comes. Well, you say you can do that for the use it for the Lord's will. I say, that's right. But if it is not God's will for me to do God's work with that money, it is God's will. Yeah, God's will. It doesn't mean that you need money to do God's work. You need a heart. So those things, we just say, thank God I have opportunity, I have life to serve Him. If I miss the en bloc, I've missed the en bloc, so what? So you must comfort yourself. There are so many opportunities of making money you missed. Did you not? Yeah, I missed. You missed. Those things are immaterial when you have Colossians chapter 3. Set your affection on things above. I have up there my Heavenly Father, my Lord Jesus. That alone compensates for anything I might have lost on earth. Total compensation. Doesn't matter. You agree? Read this, the Word of God. Now come to the crux of our problem, of our message this morning. Verse 5. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry, and all the rest of the sins, you know them? Do you? Or you'd think they are immaterial? I say, dear friends, how can I know the sinfulness of sin? How can I know the wickedness of the way of the world? How can I know? Answer, read the Word of God and pray for understanding. When you do that, you will see the horror of the sinfulness of sin. And it tells you, don't do it. Set your affection up there, not on things of the earth. You do as the world, follow the world. Very soon you'll be pulled into the world. You lose your blessing altogether. Don't. It's not worth it. So mortify. Mortify means put to death. How can I put to death? This, please understand, is a figure of speech. You understand what is a figure of speech? I am crucified with Christ. My old person is dead already. The one who loved those things mentioned here, and it is present in everyone in the flesh, that carnal desire to do all the wrong things is natural, natural. And that person has died with Christ. So if you're a Christian, risen with Christ, how can you still do those other things? The old man has died. You should not allow him to come alive again. How can it be? Please turn quickly to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 7, I beg your pardon. Romans chapter 7. Verses 18 and 19. Then this will make it very clear what we're talking of about. Mortify the members of your body. What do you mean by it? Verse 18. Paul says in Romans 7:18, I know in me, in my flesh, in my old Saul, all right, in my old man, there dwells no good thing. Why? Because it is the flesh. The carnal flesh. In the carnal flesh, or in all of us here, everyone, saved or unsaved, there is still that element of the old Adam. There dwells no good thing. Please follow. For to will is present. Now this is talking of the believer, of you. Right? You're a believer. You want to do the good thing. You don't want to do the bad thing. You know it. You know it is bad to do that thing. Then what does it say? To will is present with me that I am willing not to do the evil thing. But how to perform that which is good, I find not. Because that element of the carnal flesh is still present with me. True? Yes. All of us can say to it, I suddenly lose my temper because I'm provoked. In so many ways we sin. Why did we sin? After we sin, we regret. What made us, what caused us to sin? the old man in me, and this old man must be put to death. Now, how do you put to death? Just to surrender our will to the Lord and to be able to say no when it comes to the invitation to sin. Let me give an example. The person is dead. Somebody comes knocking on the door. I'm looking for so-and-so to go to this particular whatever sinful activity. What is the answer? Very sorry, so-and-so is dead. Mortify. You can call on him. He will never go because he is dead. So, translate that into verse 5 of Colossians 3. Mortify your members upon earth. If somebody says, hey, it's very good. Internet, television, blue films, let's go. Sentosa, whole night party. What is the activity there? Fornication. Whether it is physical or mental or spiritual, it is all there. What do you say? My old man is crucified, dead. He says, no use call on him. He's dead. He's not going. Mortify. Are you able to do that? I say, dear friends, read on. Verse 19, God has provision for you. God has help for you. All of us need that help. For the good that I would, I do not. True? Confess it. We all suffer from this sickness of relapse into the old man. The old man that caused us to sin so often. But now we have the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. We have the new life. We are still prone to verse 19. The good that I would, I do not. The evil which I would not, that I do. Confess it, therefore, and God will send you help. Where does the help come from? Verses 24 and 25. When you realize you're having fallen, having disappointed the Lord, having let him down, whoever you are, old and young, we all fall into the same trap. What do you do? Verse 4, 24, 25. Oh, wretched man that I am, how bad I have been. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Then comes victory and hope in verse 25. I thank God through Jesus Christ my Lord. He has mercy and compassion on me. And he is with me according to his promise. He'll help me. Lord, I'm sorry I did it. Please help me. Then what does it say? So then with the mind myself, I serve the law of God. I return to the law of God, and the law of God brings me back on track. Now, only Jesus, only his law, only his way. This is the way, Lord, I'm sorry, help me. With the flesh, you fall into the law of sin. This is how to mortify the flesh. Write down, again, I tell you the third time, write down on this piece of paper, my agenda. Do you have on your agenda prayer with the Lord? Prayer. How much time do you give to prayer? How much? Honestly and earnestly, I challenge you. Then what else? You want to mortify your body? It is not theoretical. It is very practical. I say prayer in the morning, prayer at night, and reading of the Word of God to apply to my life. The light upon my pathway. I must have that light. You dare to write down there, reading of God's word. And next one is obeying God's word. Be not hearers but doers. Be not hearers only but doers also. Write down, yes, your agenda for the day. I say, we all need helps. We all need the Holy Spirit help. But I say, God helps those who help themselves. You go home, take this piece of paper, my spiritual agenda for the Lord. Write it down every hour, right through the day. There you put one agenda, one item,
fornication. Internet, television.
Well, no, that's the thing that people do nowadays, isn't it? Put down one item, I'd go to Sentosa's all-night party. Put it down.
I challenge you, we must be realistic. If you say you have been risen with Christ, seek those things that are above, not those things that are in Sentosa or in the cabin casino all night. There are casinos who pay your hotel, everything free for so many days. You live there and go and gamble.
Put the agenda. All right. My next stop is Macau. Put there. Right. Or Sentosa.
Let us be serious. The Lord was serious for us. Yes, He on His agenda. Calvary.
Yes.
One stop, Calvary. And there the battle and the warfare for your souls and my souls was fought to victory. What victory have you won for the Lord? What battle have you fought for the Lord? Now we will conclude because our time is up. Verse 5. Therefore, put to death. Make that your battle. Battle with your own carnal body. Don't do what the world says to do. In my time, in medical college, doing what comes naturally. Everybody, do what comes naturally. You feel like doing, you do it. Not that. Mortify says, no, I will not do what comes naturally. I will not. Why? Because I'm a child of God. I've been bought with a price. And my Savior says, follow me. Follow me, not the world. Mortify, therefore, all those things. You can read for yourselves. Verse 6 says, for which things sake the wrath of God comes upon the children of disobedience. In one day, Israel fell 24,000. For what? Fornication. One thing. One day. 24,000. Verse 8. Now we want to conclude with this positive, very wonderful thought. Put off all these anger, wrath, malice. I tell you, dear friends, what is the cause for your anger and wrath and malice? Why? Why should people hate other people? Why should Christians hate Christians? Within the church, you walk here, I walk there. You turn here, I turn there. Why should there be all these things? Why? And put off all these things. Filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another. Seeing that you have put off the old man, have you? Let the old man again be crucified. Put to death, mortified, all the things of the old man. Never do it again because they drag you backwards. To your old life, that was the life that would drag you to hell. Do not. Why? Because you are a child of God. You have risen with Christ. Therefore, do not go backwards, but we should go forward and upwards. Verse 10, and put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge. Renewed in knowledge means every day feeding on the Word of God. You must read it for yourself. Don't wait for Sunday for the next feeding. Please don't. And Pastor James Smith says, my people must be fed twice a day. Daily remembrance. Until Sunday, every day, they have two readings to read. You do that. Renewed in knowledge after the image of Him that created him. Amen. God help us that we will all renew our love for Him. Don't forget, take your piece of white paper, sit down, write down your agenda, what you intend to do every day for the Lord Jesus in your lifestyle, in your lifetime, and write there from your heart, from your conscience, and you will find the Lord will help you if you mean business for Him, to live a new life for Him. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, revive thy people with a new love for thee, even the first love, that we will put our priorities right. Lord Jesus first, his word and his ministry, O Lord, fill us all with the love of the Lord, that we will go and be his witnesses. And how can we be witnesses who are living in the old ways and the old sins? O Lord, cleanse your people, revive us, renew us, and use us for thy own purpose and for thy own glory. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. 12 hours, write them down. Not for one day, but write for 1 week. Then you know where your agenda is, where your priorities are, what you're really striving for. Write them down. Let us lift up our eyes and hearts to heaven this morning, says the Pastor James Smith of London. I really thank God that we have this wonderful reading. Every day it speaks to me. Lift up your eyes and hearts to heaven this morning, dear friends. How do you do it? By reading the Word of God, not by reading Straits Times or some other magazine or something, or listening to the television. You will not find it there. There are the proper objects of your love, your desire, your esteem. Do you read the Word of God? That's the point. I dare you, I challenge you. Again, just take a piece of paper, worthless paper, but write the things that are of greatest priority to you. Write them down. Today I'm going to do, and write for 7 days. It will show you clearly whether you have set your affection down below or up above. It's very important. Why do we set our hearts and affection on things above? Why? There, firstly, is our Heavenly Father. Wonderful. He who chose you to salvation before the world began. Where is he? Up there. Dwelling in unapproachable light because he is God. And he loves you. Think of him. Number two, who else do we have there? Jesus. Oh, dear friends, did you ever feel he is the one who, like the Good Samaritan, stopped by when I was half dead, cleaned my wounds, took me to the hotel, put me there, paid for all that I would spend, and told the man, more deposit. And if I still owe you, I will come back and pay for this fellow. And our Lord, the Good Samaritan, have you ever seen him? Have you ever thanked him? He's up there. Is there a desire that, Lord, one day I want to come there and say personally how I thank you? Set your affection on things above, where Jesus Christ, our dear Savior, exalted, dignified, glorified at the right hand of God, sits there interceding for you. Remind yourselves, why is it we get blessed? Why is it we don't do some of the evil things that we could have done? Why is it we are protected, provided? Answer, there is one up there interested in you and your future. Your concerns are his concerns. He prays for you. Do you think of him? Is there a longing that I want to see Jesus, my Savior, one day? But before then, set your affection up there, up there. Then there is thirdly the Holy Spirit. That includes the Holy Trinity, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, all up there. And they are all on your side, thinking of you, planning for you, praying for you, providing for you every day. Think. That is where our hopes, our desires, our ambitions all should be focused every day. Set your affection
on things above. Now what else? There up there is the love, the favor, the presence of God fully prepared for you, waiting for you, waiting for me. Do you have that feeling every day, dear friends? While we live on earth, do not be captivated and pulled into the earth to become part of the world. That will be disaster. Up there, listen, there's peace. That's what we all need, you know, peace. Peace means no worries of any kind. Today, what is your business? Is your business at peace altogether? I said, not easy. Not many have an occupation or profession where it is peaceful all the time. Up there, whatever it is, when you arrive there, you will know. You will know. Number one is peace. In life, what do you look for? In life, health. Number two, peace. Yeah. In life, health. Number two is peace. Peace is what we all want. And up there is peace. And rest. Rest meaning you're not harassed and stressed all the time. You can't have enough time to do the things you want to do, you need to do, and you can never finish. There is no rest at all on earth. Never rest. People ask me, are you busy today? I say, I'm normal. Every day busy. Yeah. Every day busy. Can never finish. The pile of unfinished work is always very high. It can go down a bit, but it grows up again. Are you longing for the rest? Are you longing for the rest? Not to be lazy, you know. Not to be lazy. Don't long to be lazy. But rest means I have done all the Lord wants me to do to the best of my ability. And now I have won my reward up there. Rest. No more watching my watch. Wow. No more catching the MRT. No more running around in circles, never finishing the work you have. No more. Where is it? Not on earth. Up there. Set your affection on things above. Happiness. Do you exercise happiness? Exercise happiness in the Lord every day. For every day of peace, verbally, vocally, thank God, please. It's not mechanical, but from your heart. So every day, I speak to my wife. I say, you know, I'm so happy. She said, why? I say, another day we can see each other. Another day of peace and health that you are not paralyzed on one side and I'm not having attack of the heart or something like that, which is here, from near and far. Members of the church, friends, our circle of acquaintances, one by one going down. So thank God. Do you appreciate every blessing? There, up there. Peace, rest, happiness, perfect health, eternally perfected. Never to change. Never did you fear that, wow, I'm hit all right this year. Maybe next year I don't be all right. Up there, there is eternal peace, eternal rest, eternal happiness. Perfect up there. Set your affection on things above. There is a crown of righteousness. Not that we are longing for the crown. It is an acknowledgement that you have followed the Lord Jesus faithfully. Jesus says, I will give you the crown. You follow now on earth. And set your sights above and run the heavenly race until you are there. You will get the crown. Then the blessing of the throne of glory and rivers of pleasure. I can't imagine how wonderful that river of pleasure is, but this is promise, and I think we all will enjoy. You know, now more and more of Singapore life is going around the Singapore River. Where there is river, there is beauty, there is excitement, there is something very thrilling, wonderful. You get the perfect river up there. This is promised by God. And all these are set before you. There are also our brethren, our loved ones who have gone home. How many of you missed a loved one? Then what do? Go to Choa Chu Kang, often beautify the grave. Yeah, that is something we do. But better still, think of them. The day is coming when you will meet them, know them, rejoice together. Where? Not on earth. On earth, only tears, a veil of tears and sadness. Up there forever, forgotten those tears of sadness and sorrow. There your affections should be. Nowhere else. Not in America or Canada. Yes, when we were in Canada doing God's work, we love Vancouver. 6 times most livable city. So we wanted to live there. But the Lord sent us back. So where is your affection? It must be up there. What is earth? Ah, dear friends, earth is nothing. This earth is perishing. We shall soon be done with it. Let us therefore set our affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Now that is all out of James Smith. Now let's go back to Colossians chapter 3. Verse 1 again, if you be risen with Christ, everyone who is truly born again and baptized into Jesus Christ, publicly confessing him as your Savior, you have been buried together with him and risen together with him. So he can say with the Apostle Paul, the wonderful verse, I am crucified with Christ because I'm united with him. Nevertheless, I live. Yet the life that I live in the flesh is not my own. He lives in me. He directs me every day. He shows me the way. I follow him. That should be our testimony, every one of us here. If you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Verse 2. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, for you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Verse 4, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Is this your daily hope? I say, dear friends, not daily, no. Twice a day, many times a day. Remind yourself all the time, throughout the day, whatever you do, say, Lord, let me do it as though you are coming this very moment. When you have that conviction, that kind of hope, your whole lifestyle will change. The way you live, the way you talk, the way you invest, the way you put your ambition, all will change because I know my Lord is about to come and I must be ready. So I tell you the same testimony. They say, wow, so good. I live in 18 Anderson. Everyone is going to get unblocked. $6.5 million, you know. I say, I know, but I'm only a tenant. I've lost at least $2.5 to $3 million by not buying. How sad. I say, yes, how sad. But when you know you have something better, and that even if you do have the $3 or $2.5 million, all those things will be meaningless to you very soon. When the Lord comes. Well, you say you can do that use it for the Lord's will. I say, that's right. But if it is not God's will for me to do God's work with that money, it is God's will. Yeah, God's will. It doesn't mean that you need money to do God's work. You need a heart. So those things, we just say, thank God I have opportunity, I have life to serve him. If I miss the unblock, I've missed the unblock, so what? So you must comfort yourself. There are so many opportunities of making money you missed. Did you not? Yeah, I miss. You miss. Those things are immaterial. When you have Colossians chapter 3, set your affection on things above. I have up there my Heavenly Father, my Lord Jesus. That alone
compensates for anything I might have lost on earth. Total compensation doesn't matter. You agree? Read this, the Word of God. Now come to the crux of our problem, of our message this morning. Verse 5. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry, and all the rest of the sins, you know them? Do you? Or you think they are immaterial? I say, dear friends, how can I know the sinfulness of sin? How can I know the wickedness of the way of the world? How can I know? Answer, read the Word of God and pray for understanding. When you do that, you will see the horror of the sinfulness of sin. And it tells you, don't do it. Set your affection up there, not on things of the earth. You do as the world. Follow the world. Very soon you'll be pulled into the world. You lose your blessing altogether. Don't. It's not worth it. So, mortify. Mortify means put to death. How can I put to death? This, please understand, is a figure of speech. You understand what is a figure of speech? I am crucified with Christ. My old person is dead already. The one who loved those things mentioned here, and it is present in everyone in the flesh, that carnal desire to do all the wrong things is natural, natural. And that person has died with Christ. So if you're a Christian, risen with Christ, how can you still do those other things? The old man has died. You should not allow him to come alive again. How can it be? Please turn quickly to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 7, I beg your pardon. Romans chapter 7. Verses 18 and 19. Then this will make it very clear. What we're talking of about, mortify the members of your body. What do you mean by it? Verse 18. Paul says in Romans 7:18, I know in me, in my flesh, in my old Saul, in my old man, there dwells no good thing. Why? Because it is the flesh. The carnal flesh. In the carnal flesh, in all of us here, everyone, saved or unsaved, there is still that element of the old Adam. There dwells no good thing. Please follow. For to will is present. Now this is talking of the believer, of you. Right? You're a believer. You want to do the good thing. You don't want to do the bad thing. You know it. You know it is bad to do that thing. Then what does it say? To will is present with me that I am willing not to do the evil thing. But how to perform that which is good, I find not. Because that element of the carnal flesh is still present with me. True? Yes. All of us can say to it, I suddenly lose my temper because I'm provoked. In so many ways we sin. Why did we sin? After we sin, we regret. What caused us to sin? The old man in me. And this old man must be put to death. Now, how do you put to death? Just to surrender our will to the Lord and to be able to say no when it comes to the invitation to sin. Let me give an example. The person is dead. Somebody comes knocking on the door. I'm looking for so-and-so to go to this particular whatever sinful activity. What is the answer? Very sorry, so-and-so is dead. Mortify. You can call on him, he will never go because he is dead. So, translate that into verse 5 of Colossians 3. Mortify your members upon earth. If somebody says, hey, it's very good. Internet, television, blue films, let's go. Sentosa, whole night party. What is the activity there? Fornication. Whether it is physical or mental or spiritual, it is all there. What do you say? My old man is crucified, dead. He says, no use call on him. He's dead. He's not going. Mortify. Are you able to do that? I say, dear friends, read on. Verse 19. God has provision for you. God has help for you. All of us need that help. For the good that I would, I do not. True? Confess it. We all suffer from this sickness of relapse into the old man. The old man that caused us to sin so often. But now we have the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. We have the new life. We are still prone to verse 19. The good that I would, I do not. The evil which I would not, that I do. Confess it, therefore, and God will send you help. Where does the help come from? Verses 24 and 25. When you realize you're having fallen, having disappointed the Lord, having let him down, whoever you are, old and young, we all fall into the same trap. What do you do? Verse 4, 24, 25. Oh, wretched man that I am, how bad I have been. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Then comes victory and hope in verse 25. I thank God through Jesus Christ my Lord. He has mercy and compassion on me. And he is with me according to his promise. He'll help me. Lord, I'm sorry I did it. Please help me. Then what does it say? So then, with the mind myself, I serve the law of God. I return to the law of God, and the law of God brings me back on track. Now, only Jesus, only his law, only his way. This is the way, Lord, I'm sorry, help me. With the flesh, you fall into the law of sin. This is how to mortify the flesh. Write down, again, I tell you the third time, write down on this piece of paper, my agenda. Do you have on your agenda prayer with the Lord? Prayer. How much time do you give to prayer? How much? Honestly and earnestly, I challenge you. Then what else? You want to mortify your body? It is not theoretical. It is very practical. I say prayer in the morning, prayer at night, and reading of the Word of God to apply to my life, the light upon my pathway. I must have that light. You dare to write down there, reading of God's Word. And next one is obeying God's Word. Be not hearers but doers. Be not hearers only but doers also. Write down, yes, your agenda for the day. I say, we all need helps. We all need the Holy Spirit help. But I say, God helps those who help themselves. You go home, take this piece of paper, my spiritual agenda for the Lord. Write it down every hour, right through the day. There you put one agenda, one item, fornication. Internet. Television. Oh no, that's the thing that people do nowadays, isn't it? Put down one item. I go to Sentosa's all-night party. Put it down. I challenge you. We must be realistic. If you say you have been risen with Christ, seek those things that are above, not those things that are in Sentosa or in the coming casino all night. There are casinos who pay your hotel, everything free for so many days. You live there and go and gamble. Put the agenda. All right. My next stop is,
Macau, put there, right? Or Sentosa. Let us be serious. The Lord was serious for us. Yes, He on His agenda, Calvary. Yes, one-stop Calvary. And there the battle and the warfare for your souls and my souls was fought to victory. What victory have you won for the Lord? What battle have you fought for the Lord? Now we will conclude because our time is up. Verse 5, therefore, put to death. Make that your battle. Battle with your own carnal body. Don't do what the world says to do. In my time in medical college, doing what comes naturally. Everybody, do what comes naturally. You feel like doing, you do it. Not that. Mortify says, no, I will not do what comes naturally. I will not. Why? Because I am a child of God. I've been bought with a price. And my Savior says, follow me. Follow me, not the world. Mortify, therefore, all those things. You can read for yourself. Verse 6 says, for which thing's sake the wrath of God comes upon the children of disobedience. In one day, Israel fell 24,000. For what? Fornication. One thing. One day. 24,000. Verse 8. Now we want to conclude with this positive, very wonderful thought. Put off all these anger, wrath, malice. Dear friends, what is the cause for your anger and wrath and malice? Why? Why should people hate other people? Why should Christians hate Christians? Within the church, you walk here, I walk there. You turn here, I turn there. Why should there be all these things? Why? And put off all these things, filthy communication out of your mouth, lie not one to another. Seeing that you have put off the old man, have you? Let the old man again be crucified. Put to death, mortified, all the things of the old man. Never do it again because they drag you backwards to your old life. That was the life that would drag you to hell. Do not. Why? Because you are a child of God. You have risen with Christ. Therefore, do not go backwards, but we should go forward and upwards. Verse 10, and put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge. Renewed in knowledge means every day feeding on the Word of God. You must read it for yourself. Don't wait for Sunday for the next feeding. Please don't. And Pastor James Smith says, my people must be fed twice a day. Daily remembrance. Until Sunday, every day, they have two readings to read. You do that. Renewed in knowledge after the image of Him that created him. Amen. God help us that we will all renew our love for Him. Don't forget, take your piece of white paper, sit down, write down your agenda, what you intend to do every day for the Lord Jesus in your lifestyle, in your lifetime, and right there from your heart, from your conscience, and you will find the Lord will help you if you mean business for Him, to live a new life for Him. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, revive Thy people with a new love for Thee, even the first love, that we will put our priorities right. Lord Jesus first, His word and His ministry. O Lord, fill us all with the love of the Lord, that we will go and be His witnesses. And how can we be witnesses who are living in the old ways and the old sins? O Lord, cleanse Your people. Revive us, renew us, and use us
for thy own purpose and for thy own glory. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. It's not mechanical, but from your heart. So every day, I speak to my wife. I say, you know, I'm so happy. She said, why? I say, another day we can see each other. Another day of peace and health, that you are not paralyzed on one side and I'm not having attack of the heart or something like that, which is here, from near and far, members of the church, friends, our circle of acquaintances, one by one going down. So thank God. Do you appreciate every blessing? There up there, peace, rest, happiness, perfect health, eternally perfected. Never to change. Never did you fear that, wow, I'm hit all right this year. Maybe next year I don't be all right. Up there, there is eternal peace, eternal rest, eternal happiness. Perfect up there. Set your affection on things above. There is a crown of righteousness. Not that we are longing for that crown. It is an acknowledgement that you have followed the Lord Jesus faithfully. Jesus says, I will give you the crown. You follow now on earth and set your sights above and run the heavenly race until you are there. You will get the crown. Then the blessing of the throne of glory and rivers of pleasure. I can't imagine how wonderful that river of pleasure is, but this is promise, and I think we all will enjoy. You know, now more and more of Singapore life is going around the Singapore River. Where there is river, there is beauty, there is excitement, there is something very thrilling, wonderful. You get the perfect river up there. This is promised by God. And all these are set before you. There are also our brethren, our loved ones who have gone home. How many of you missed a loved one? Then what do? Go to Choa Chu Kang, often beautify the grave. Yeah, that is something we do. But better still, think of them. The day is coming when you will meet them, know them, rejoice together. Where? Not on earth. On earth, only tears, a veil of tears and sadness. Up there forever, forgotten those tears of sadness and sorrow. There your affections should be. Nowhere else. Not in America or Canada. Yes, when we were in Canada doing God's work, we love Vancouver. 6 times most livable city. So we wanted to live there. But the Lord sent us back. So where is your affection? It must be up there. What is earth? Ah, dear friends, earth is nothing. This earth is perishing. We shall soon be done with it. Let us therefore set our affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Now that is all out of James Smith. Now let's go back to Colossians chapter 3. Verse 1 again, if you be risen with Christ, everyone who is truly born again and baptized into Jesus Christ, publicly confessing Him as your Savior, you have been buried together with Him and risen together with Him. So he can say with the Apostle Paul, the wonderful verse, I am crucified with Christ because I'm united with Him. Nevertheless, I live. Yet the life that I live in the flesh is not my own. He lives in me. He directs me every day. He shows me the way. I follow Him. That should be our testimony, every one of us here. If you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Verse 2. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, for you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Verse 4, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall he also appear with him in glory. Is this your daily hope? I say, dear friends, not daily. No. Twice a day, many times a day. Remind yourself all the time, throughout the day, whatever you do, say, Lord, let me do it as though you are coming this very moment. When you have that conviction, that kind of hope, your whole lifestyle will change. The way you live, the way you talk, the way you invest, the way you put your ambition, all will change because I know my Lord is about to come and I must be ready. So I tell you the same testimony. They say, wow, so good. I live in 18 Anderson. Everyone is going to get unlocked. $6.5 million, you know. I say, I know, but I'm only a tenant. I've lost at least $2.5 to $3 million by not buying. How sad. I say, yes, how sad. But when you know you have something better, and that even if you do have the $3 or $2.5 million, all those things will be meaningless to you very soon when the Lord comes. Well, you say you can do that for the, use it for the Lord's will. I say, that's right. But if it is not God's will for me to do God's work with that money, it is God's will. Yeah, God's will. It doesn't mean that you need money to do God's work. You need a heart. So those things, we just say, thank God I have opportunity, I have life to serve him. If I miss the en bloc, I've missed the en bloc, so what? So you must comfort yourself. There are so many opportunities of making money you missed. Did you not? Yeah, I missed. You missed. Those things are immaterial when you have Colossians chapter 3. Set your affection on things above. I have up there my Heavenly Father, my Lord Jesus. That alone compensates for anything I might have lost on earth. Total compensation. Doesn't matter. You agree? Read this, the Word of God. Now come to the crux of our problem, of our message this morning. Verse 5. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry, and all the rest of the sins, you know them? Do you? Or you'd think they are immaterial? I say, dear friends, how can I know the sinfulness of sin? How can I know the wickedness of the way of the world? How can I know? Answer, read the Word of God and pray for understanding. When you do that, you will see the horror of the sinfulness of sin. And it tells you, don't do it. Set your affection up there, not on things of the earth. You do as the world, follow the world. Very soon you'll be pulled into the world. You lose your blessing altogether. Don't. It's not worth it. So mortify. Mortify means put to death. How can I put to death? This, please understand, is a figure of speech. You understand what is a figure of speech? I am crucified with Christ. My old person is dead already. The one who loved those things mentioned here, and it is present in everyone in the flesh, that carnal desire to do all the wrong things is natural, natural. And that person has died with Christ. So if you're a Christian, risen with Christ, how can you still do those other things? The old man has died. You should not allow him to come alive again. How can it be? Please turn quickly to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 7, I beg your pardon. Romans chapter 7. Verses 18 and 19. Then this will make it very clear what we're talking of about. Mortify the members of your body. What do you mean by it? Verse 18. Paul says in Romans 7:18, I know in me, in my flesh, in my old in my old man, there dwells no good thing. Why? Because it is the flesh, the carnal flesh. In the carnal flesh, in all of us here, everyone, saved or unsaved, there is still that element of the old Adam. There dwells no good thing. Please follow. For to will is present. Now this is talking of the believer, of you. Right? You're a believer. You want to do the good thing. You don't want to do the bad thing. You know it. You know it is bad to do that thing. Then what does it say? To will is present with me, that I am willing not to do the evil thing. But how to perform that which is good, I find not. Because that element of the carnal flesh is still present with me. True? Yes. All of us can say to it, I suddenly lose my temper because I'm provoked. In so many ways we sin. Why did we sin? After we sin, we regret. What made us, what caused us to sin? The old man in me. And this old man must be put to death. Now, how do you put to death? Just to surrender our will to the Lord and to be able to say no when it comes to the invitation to sin. Let me give an example. The person is dead. Somebody comes knocking on the door. I'm looking for so-and-so to go to this particular whatever sinful activity. What is the answer? Very sorry, so-and-so is dead. Mortify. You can call on him. He will never go because he is dead. So, translate that into verse 5 of Colossians 3. Mortify your members upon earth. If somebody says, hey, it's very good. Internet, television, blue films, let's go. Sentosa, whole night party. What is the activity there? Fornication. Whether it is physical or mental or spiritual, it is all there. What do you say? My old man is crucified, dead. He says, no use to call on him. He's dead. He's not going. Mortify. Are you able to do that? I say, dear friends, read on. Verse 19, God has provision for you. God has help for you. All of us need that help. For the good that I would, I do not. True? Confess it. We all suffer from this sickness of relapse into the old man. The old man that caused us to sin so often. But now we have the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. We have the new life. We are still prone to verse 19. The good that I would, I do not. The evil which I would not, that I do. Confess it, therefore, and God will send you help. Where does the help come from? Verses 24 and 25. When you realize you're having fallen, having disappointed the Lord, having let him down, whoever you are, old and young, we all fall into the same trap. What do you do? Verse 4, 24, 25. Oh, wretched man that I am, how bad I have been. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Then comes victory and hope in verse 25. I thank God through Jesus Christ my Lord. He has mercy and compassion on me. And he is with me according to his promise. He'll help me. Lord, I'm sorry I did it. Please help me. Then what does it say? So then, with the mind myself, I serve the law of God. I return to the law of God, and the law of God brings me back on track. Now, Only Jesus, only his law, only his way. This is the way, Lord, I'm sorry, help me. With the flesh, you fall into the law of sin. This is how to mortify the flesh. Write down, again, I tell you the third time, write down on this piece of paper, my agenda. Do you have on your agenda prayer with the Lord, prayer? How much time do you give to prayer? How much? Honestly and earnestly, I challenge you. Then what else? You want to mortify your body? It is not theoretical. It is very practical. I say prayer in the morning, prayer at night, and reading of the Word of God to apply to my life, the light upon my pathway. I must have that light. You dare to write down there, reading of God's Word. And next one is obeying God's Word. Be not hearers, but doers. Be not hearers only, but doers also. Write down, yes, your agenda for the day. I say, we all need helps. We all need the Holy Spirit help. But I say, God helps those who help themselves. You go home, take this piece of paper, my spiritual agenda for the Lord. Write it down every hour, right through the day. There you put one agenda, one item, fornication. Internet, television. Well, no, that's the thing that people do nowadays, isn't it? Put down one item, I go to Sentosa's all-night party. Put it down. I challenge you, we must be realistic. If you say you have been risen with Christ, seek those things that are above, not those things that are in Sentosa or in the coming casino all night. There are casinos who pay your hotel, everything free for so many days. You live there and go and gamble. Put the agenda. All right. My next stop is Macau. Put there. Right. Or Sentosa. Let us be serious. The Lord was serious for us. Yes, he on his agenda. Calvary. Yes. One stop, Calvary. And there the battle and the warfare for your souls and my souls was fought to victory. What victory have you won for the Lord? What battle have you fought for the Lord? Now we will conclude because our time is up. Verse 5. Therefore, put to death, make that your battle. Battle with your own carnal body. Don't do what the world says to do. In my time, in medical college, doing what comes naturally. Everybody, do what comes naturally. You feel it doing, you do it. Not that. Mortify says, no, I will not do what comes naturally. I will not. Why? Because I'm a child of God. I've been bought with a price. And my Savior says, follow me. Follow me, not the world. Mortify, therefore, all those things. You can read for yourselves. Verse 6 says, for which thing's sake the wrath of God comes upon the children of disobedience. In one day, Israel fell 24,000. For what? Fornication. One thing. One day. 24,000. Verse 8. Now we want to conclude with this positive, very wonderful thought. Put off all these anger, wrath, malice. But dear friends, what is the cause for your anger and wrath and malice? Why? Why should people hate other people? Why should Christians hate Christians? Within the church, you walk here, I walk there. You turn here, I turn there. Why should there be all these things? Why? And put off all these things. Filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another. Seeing that you have put off the old man, have you? Let the old man again be crucified. Put to death, mortified,
all the things of the old man, never do it again, because they drag you backwards to your old life. That was the life that would drag you to hell. Do not. Why? Because you are a child of God. You have risen with Christ. Therefore, do not go backwards, but we should go forward and upwards. Verse 10, and put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge. Renewed in knowledge means every day feeding on the Word of God. You must read it for yourself. Don't wait for Sundays for the next feeding. Please don't. And Pastor James Smith says, my people must be fed twice a day. Daily remembrance. Until Sunday, every day, they have two readings to read. You do that. Renewed in knowledge after the image of Him that created Him. Amen. God help us that we will all renew our love for Him. Don't forget, take your piece of white paper, sit down, write down your agenda, what you intend to do every day for the Lord Jesus in your lifestyle, in your lifetime, and right there from your heart, from your conscience, and you will find the Lord will help you if you mean business for Him, to live a new life for Him. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, revive Thy people with a new love for Thee, even the first love, that we will put our priorities right. Lord Jesus first, His word and His ministry. O Lord, fill us all with the love of the Lord, that we will go and be His witnesses. And how can we be witnesses who are living in the old ways and the old sins? O Lord, cleanse Your people. Revive us, renew us, and use us for Thy own purpose and for Thy own glory. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. I have up there my Heavenly Father, my Lord Jesus. That alone compensates for anything I might have lost on earth. Total compensation. Doesn't matter. You agree? Read this, the Word of God. Now come to the crux of our problem, of our message this morning. Verse 5. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry, and all the rest of the sins. You know them? Do you? Or you think they are immaterial? I say, dear friends, how can I know the sinfulness of sin? How can I know the wickedness of the way of the world? How can I know? Answer, read the Word of God and pray for understanding. When you do that, you will see the horror of the sinfulness of sin. And it tells you, don't do it. Set your affection up there, not on things of the earth. You do as the world. Follow the world. Very soon you'll be pulled into the world. You lose your blessing altogether. Don't. It's not worth it. So mortify. Mortify means put to death. How can I put to death? This, please understand, is a figure of speech. You understand what is a figure of speech? I am crucified with Christ. My old person is dead already. The one who loved those things mentioned here, and it is present in everyone in the flesh, that carnal desire to do all the wrong things is natural, natural. And that person has died with Christ. So if you're a Christian, risen with Christ, how can you still do those other things? The old man has died. You should not allow him to come alive again. How can it be? Please turn quickly to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 7, I beg your pardon. Romans chapter 7.
verses 18 and 19. Then this will make it very clear what we're talking of about. Mortify the members of your body. What do you mean by it? Verse 18. Paul says in Romans 7:18, I know in me, in my flesh, in my old Saul, in my old man, there dwells no good thing. Why? Because it is the flesh, the carnal flesh. In the carnal flesh, in all of us here, everyone, saved or unsaved, there is still that element of the old Adam. There dwells no good thing. Please follow. For to will is present. Now this is talking of the believer, of you. Right? You're a believer. You want to do the good thing. You don't want to do the bad thing. You know it. You know it is bad to do that thing. Then what does it say? To will is present with me, that I am willing not to do the evil thing, but how to perform that which is good, I find not, because that element of the carnal flesh is still present with me. True? Yes. All of us can say to it, I suddenly lose my temper because I'm provoked. In so many ways we sin. Why did we sin? After we sin, we regret. What made us, what caused us to sin? The old man in me. And this old man must be put to death. Now, how do you put to death? Just to surrender our will to the Lord and to be able to say no when it comes to the invitation to sin. Let me give an example. The person is dead. Somebody comes knocking on the door. I'm looking for so-and-so to go to this particular whatever sinful activity. What is the answer? Very sorry, so-and-so is dead. Mortify. You can call on him. He will never go because he is dead. So, translate that into verse 5 of Colossians 3. Mortify your members upon earth. If somebody says, hey, it's very good. Internet, television, blue films, let's go. Sentosa, whole night party. What is the activity there? Fornication. Whether it is physical or mental or spiritual, it is all there. What do you say? My old man is crucified, dead. He says, no use call on him. He's dead. He's not going. Mortify. Are you able to do that? I say, dear friends, read on. Verse 19, God has provision for you. God has help for you. All of us need that help. For the good that I would, I do not. True? Confess it. We all suffer from this sickness of relapse into the old man. The old man that caused us to sin so often, but now we have the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. We have the new life. We are still prone to, verse 19, the good that I would, I do not. The evil which I would not, that I do. Confess it, therefore, and God will send you help. Where does the help come from? Verses 24 and 25. When you realize you're having fallen, having disappointed the Lord, having let him down, whoever you are, old and young, we all fall into the same trap. What do you do? Verse 4, 24, 25. Oh, wretched man that I am, how bad I have been. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Then comes victory and hope in verse 25. I thank God through Jesus Christ my Lord. He has mercy and compassion on me. And he is with me according to his promise. He'll help me. Lord, I'm sorry I did it. Please help me. Then what does it say? So then, with the mind myself, I serve the law of God. I return to the law of God, and the law of God brings me back on track. Now, only Jesus, only His law, only His way. This is the way, Lord, I'm sorry, help me. With the flesh, you fall into the law of sin. This is how to mortify the flesh. Write down, again, I tell you the third time, write down on this piece of paper, my agenda. Do you have on your agenda prayer with the Lord? Prayer. How much time do you give to prayer? How much? Honestly and earnestly, I challenge you. Then what else? You want to mortify your body? It is not theoretical. It is very practical. I say prayer in the morning, prayer at night, and reading of the Word of God to apply to my life, the light upon my pathway. I must have that light. You dare to write down there, reading of God's Word. And next one is obeying God's Word. Be not hearers, but doers. Be not hearers only, but doers also. Write down, yes, your agenda for the day. I say, we all need helps. We all need the Holy Spirit help. But I say, God helps those who help themselves. You go home, take this piece of paper, my spiritual agenda for the Lord. Write it down every hour, right through the day. There you put one agenda, one item, fornication. Internet. Television. Why not? That's the thing that people do nowadays, isn't it? Put down one item. I go to Sentosa's all-night party. Put it down. I challenge you. We must be realistic. If you say you have been risen with Christ, seek those things that are above, not those things that are in Sentosa or in the cabin casino all night. There are casinos who pay your hotel, everything free for so many days. You live there and go and gamble. Put the agenda. All right. My next stop is Macau. Put there. Right. Or Sentosa. Let us be serious. The Lord was serious for us. Yes, He on His agenda. Calvary. Yes. One stop, Calvary. And there the battle and the warfare for your souls and my souls was fought to victory. What victory have you won for the Lord? What battle have you fought for the Lord? Now we will conclude because our time is up. Verse 5. Therefore, put to death. Make that your battle. Battle with your own carnal body. Don't do what the world says to do. In my time, in medical college, doing what comes naturally. Everybody, do what comes naturally. You feel it doing, you do it. Not that. Mortify says, no, I will not do what comes naturally. I will not. Why? Because I'm a child of God. I've been bought with a price. And my Savior says, follow me. Follow me, not the world. Mortify, therefore, all those things. You can read for yourself. Verse 6 says, for which thing's sake the wrath of God comes upon the children of disobedience. In one day, Israel fell 24,000. For what? Fornication. One thing. One day. 24,000. Verse 8. Now we want to conclude with this positive, very wonderful thought. Put off all these anger, wrath, malice. But dear friends, what is the cause for your anger and wrath and malice? Why? Why should people hate other people? Why should Christians hate Christians? Within the church, you walk here, I walk there. You turn here, I turn there. Why should there be all these things? Why? And put off all these things,
filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another. Seeing that ye have put off the old man, have you? Let the old man again be crucified. Put to death, mortified, all the things of the old man. Never do it again, because they drag you backwards to your old life. That was the life that would drag you to hell. Do not. Why? Because you are a child of God. You have risen with Christ. Therefore, do not go backwards, but we should go forward and upwards. Verse 10, and put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge. Renewed in knowledge means every day feeding on the Word of God. You must read it for yourself. Don't wait for Sundays for the next feeding. Please don't. And Pastor James Smith says, my people must be fed twice a day. Daily remembrance. Until Sunday, every day, they have two readings to read. You do that. Renewed in knowledge after the image of Him that created Him. Amen. God help us that we will all renew our love for Him. Don't forget, take your piece of white paper, sit down, write down your agenda, what you intend to do every day for the Lord Jesus in your lifestyle, in your lifetime, and right there from your heart, from your conscience. And you will find the Lord will help you if you mean business for Him, to live a new life for Him. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, revive thy people with a new love for thee, even the first love, that we will put our priorities right. Lord Jesus first, His word and His ministry. O Lord, fill us all with the love of the Lord, that we will go and be His witnesses. And how can we be witnesses who are living in the old ways and the old sins? O Lord, cleanse your people, revive us, renew us, and use us for thy own purpose and for thy own glory. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. What do you do? Verse 4, 24, 25. O wretched man that I am, how bad I have been. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Then comes victory and hope in verse 25. I thank God through Jesus Christ my Lord. He has mercy and compassion on me. And He is with me according to His promise. He'll help me. Lord, I'm sorry I did it. Please help me. Then what does it say? So then, with the mind myself, I serve the law of God. I return to the law of God, and the law of God brings me back on track. Now, only Jesus, only His law, only His way. This is the way, Lord, I'm sorry, help me. With the flesh, you fall into the law of sin. This is how to mortify the flesh. Write down, again, I tell you the third time, write down on this piece of paper, my agenda. Do you have on your agenda prayer with the Lord? Prayer. How much time do you give to prayer? How much? Honestly and earnestly, I challenge you. Then what else? You want to mortify your body? It is not theoretical. It is very practical. I say prayer in the morning, prayer at night, and reading of the Word of God to apply to my life, the light upon my pathway. I must have that light. You dare to write down there, reading of God's Word. And next one is obeying God's Word. Be not hearers but doers. Be not hearers only but doers also. Write down, yes, your agenda for the day. I say, we all need helps. We all need the Holy Spirit help. But I say, God helps those who help themselves. You go home, take this piece of paper, my spiritual agenda for the Lord. Write it down every hour, right through the day.
There you put one agenda, one item, fornication. Internet. Television. Why not? That's the thing that people do nowadays, isn't it? Put down one item. I go to Sentosa's all-night party. Put it down. I challenge you. We must be realistic. If you say you have been risen with Christ, seek those things that are above, not those things that are in Sentosa or in the coming casino all night. There are casinos who pay your hotel, everything free for so many days. You live there and go and gamble. Put the agenda. All right. My next stop is Macau. Put there. Right. Or Sentosa. Let us be serious. The Lord was serious for us. Yes, He on His agenda. Calvary. Yes. One stop, Calvary. And there the battle and the warfare for your souls and my souls was fought to victory. What victory have you won for the Lord? What battle have you fought for the Lord? Now we will conclude because our time is up. Verse 5. Therefore, put to death. Make that your battle. Battle with your own carnal body. Don't do what the world says to do. In my time, in medical college, doing what comes naturally. Everybody, do what comes naturally. You feel like doing, you do it. Not that. Mortify says, no, I will not do what comes naturally. I will not. Why? Because I'm a child of God. I've been bought with a price. And my Savior says, follow me. Follow me, not the world. Mortify, therefore, all those things. You can read for yourself. Verse 6 says, for which thing's sake the wrath of God comes upon the children of disobedience. In one day, Israel fell 24,000. For what? Fornication. One thing. One day. 24,000. Verse 8. Now we want to conclude with this positive, very wonderful thought. Put off all these anger, wrath, malice. Dear friends, what is the cause for your anger and wrath and malice? Why? Why should people hate other people? Why should Christians hate Christians? Within the church, you walk here, I walk there. You turn here, I turn there. Why should there be all these things? Why? And put off all these things, filthy communication out of your mouth, lie not one to another. Seeing that you have put off the old man, have you? Let the old man again be crucified. Put to death, mortified, all the things of the old man. Never do it again because they drag you backwards to your old life. That was the life that would drag you to hell. Do not. Why? Because you are a child of God. You have risen with Christ. Therefore, do not go backwards, but we should go forward and upwards. Verse 10, and put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge. Renewed in knowledge means every day feeding on the Word of God. You must read it for yourself. Don't wait for Sunday for the next feeding. Please don't. And Pastor James Smith says, my people must be fed twice a day. Daily remembrance. Until Sunday, every day, they have two readings to read. You do that. Renewed in knowledge after the image of Him that created Him. Amen. God help us that we will all renew our love for Him. Don't forget, take your piece of white paper, sit down, write down your agenda, what you intend to do every day for the Lord Jesus in your lifestyle, in your lifetime, and right there from your heart, from your conscience, and you will find the Lord will help you if you mean business for Him, to live a new life for Him. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, revive thy people with a new love for thee, even the first love, that we will put our priorities right. Lord Jesus first, his word and his ministry. O Lord, fill us all with the love of the Lord, that we will go and be his witnesses. And how can we be witnesses who are living in the old ways and the old sins? O Lord, cleanse your people, revive us, renew us, and use us for thy own purpose and for thy own glory. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. In your lifestyle, in your lifetime, and right there from your heart, from your conscience, and you will find the Lord will help you if you mean business for him, to live a new life for him. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, revive thy people with a new love for thee, even the first love, that we will put our priorities right. Lord Jesus first, his word and his ministry. O Lord, fill us all with the love of the Lord, that we will go and be his witnesses. And how can we be witnesses who are living in the old ways and the old sins? O Lord, cleanse your people, revive us, renew us, and use us for thy own purpose and for thy own glory. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.